Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What is going on? It's Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out a championship edition of the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you had a great new year. I know we sure as hell did. How about them damn dirty dogs? How about them damn dirty dogs? Give me a follow on Twitter at Marko6262, at M-A-R-K-O-6262. Of course, you can follow our college football Twitter account at CFB929. And I don't know why I call it that. It's just, it's my account that I run on the side, just talking a lot of trash. It's all Georgia. So it's I get to say stuff I wouldn't normally say on my personal account, but I try to use it under the disguise of it's the radio station's account. No, it's not. It's mine. And I retweet myself a lot. Because I got a big ego. Oh, man. How are you feeling? You bad? Your head's still off a little bit? My voice isn't even back to it. So let's do a quick recap. First of all, I hope you had a great New Year's. For the first time in years, I came to an adult realization that on New Year's Eve, I don't need the big-ass party and get drunk and party till 5 in the morning and hungover for 3 days. And I'm 39 years old. I'm married. You got kids. Hey, kid. I don't need to do all that anymore. I can pick a random weekend if I need to see if I can get drunk till midnight. I host a party at the Battery, the Bash at the Battery, the early event with all the kids out there, and they had clowns and they had DJs and we did a countdown at 8 p.m. to pretend like it was midnight, and that was funny. They went to pull the cord that had this huge net full of inflatable baseballs, and that was going to be the big ball drop at 8 p.m. And they pulled the net right at 8 o'clock and nothing happened. DJs playing music, heavy hitters are out there playing. They pull the net again, nothing happens. Pull the net the third time, nothing happens. There's about 500 kids waiting to catch a little souvenir baseball. So finally some kid jumped on his dad's shoulders and ripped the net open, and everybody got a beach ball, and it was fun. And then I promptly went home, had one glass of champagne, and I think I fell asleep on the couch at about 11 o'clock. My wife woke me up at about 11:45 and said, "Hey, idiot, wake up. It's almost midnight." "Oh, yeah, hey, midnight. Hey, happy New Year, 2018, all right." And got up on New Year's Day. We went and did a show at Arena Tavern in Duluth. Yeah, it was a little pregame show. And then I want to say kudos to, first of all, Arena Tavern for being the tailgate show. And then we went up to Hudson Grill in Kennesaw, me and all my tailgate and redneck buddies, and we watched the Rose Bowl up there. And I want to say thank you and apologize to anybody that was there, because it started out as us calmly watching the game. I don't know, about 8-10 of us. And as the game progressed, we got a little bit louder. This had nothing to do with the pitchers of beer and the shots. And then as the game got really intense, we may have started walking around and cursing a little bit, and a couple more drinks. And then by the end of the game, we were screaming and hooting and hollering and yelling, and we had that entire back room to ourselves. I think we scared what few patrons they had that weren't college football fans. We scared them off. And woke up on Tuesday morning and hungover, completely hoarse, but it was the best hangover ever. So it's been a great week. This week I've been monitoring ticket prices all week. You know, it's funny. People keep asking, like, "Oh, you're going to the game, right?" Well, I mean, I still got to buy tickets. "What are you talking about? This is like the Rose Bowl situation. You work at a sports station." "Yeah, well, we couldn't afford to send anybody out to Pasadena. You know, you think you're going to have extra tickets laying around for the national championship? Come on now." So in just a couple of minutes, I'll tell you about some of the ticket prices as of this morning. But let's get to some of the news from the Rose Bowl. Ratings came in from the game. Over 26 million fans viewed the game. The third most watched college football semifinal since the beginning of the playoff. This also came in as the fifth most watched cable telecast of all time. Speaking of the Cap One Orange Bowl, Miami fell to Wisconsin. They had more than 11 million viewers. The most watched non-college football semifinal, Orange Bowl of the New Year's Six era. So good for them. I think the Sugar Bowl, which came on after the Rose Bowl, that came in as the fourth most watched college football semifinal of all time. I think they had just over 20 million viewers. A lot of people saying Clemson was going to beat Alabama by 2 touchdowns. But it was a game of defense. I'm excited about this national championship. You know who's not excited? The city of Atlanta. Because you want Oklahoma. You know, you want Clemson. Hell, even Clemson's too close. You know, you don't want two teams that are here in the South if you're in the city of Atlanta. This is pretty much a home game for Georgia. Tuscaloosa is, what, a couple hours away? He can make that drive easily. So hotel, motel, they're not going to make any money off of this. I mean, the city's going to bank all the festivities. I mean, how many Georgia fans are already down here walking around? We're live at the College Football Hall of Fame today as we record this. It's Thursday, and then tomorrow. And then on Monday, we'll be at Stats. And it's going to be an absolute mess all weekend of Georgia fans who can drive home. They're not getting the hotel money that they want. But you know what? Oh, well. It's pretty much a home game for Georgia, and I can't freaking wait. Let's talk money for just a second. The Rose Bowl unlocked another big bonus for Kirby Smart in the range of $200,000. That'll get you one ticket to the national championship. So Kirby Smart has made over $1.1 million in bonuses. He got $600,000 for reaching the national championship, another $400,000 for winning the SEC championship, $50,000 for winning the SEC Coach of the Year, and $100,000 for winning Sporting News National Coach of the Year. But it's not over. If Georgia wins on Monday, we said he got $600,000 for reaching the national championship. Well, that's going to be replaced with $1 million. And if Georgia finishes in the top five in either the AP or the coaches' polls, he's going to get another $200,000 bonus. So if Georgia wins on Monday, I'm sorry, when Georgia wins on Monday and the end of season, the final AP polls come out and we're ranked number one, that means Kirby Smart will have made in bonuses alone $1.6 million. Good on you. That'll get you two tickets to the national championship. Speaking of, according to TicketIQ, Monday's game could be the most expensive ever. Tickets are still hovering at about $2,200 for the cheapest seat. The next closest would be the 2011 National Championship, where Auburn beat Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. Those tickets cost $1,750. Followed by last year's game, where Clemson beat Alabama 35-31. Those games were about $1,730. Now, here's the problem. It's not the ticket. It's these damn bullcrap fees that the secondary markets are throwing on top of it. So right now, I looked this morning, Ticketmaster, they're down to $1,300. But that doesn't include the $500 service fee. StubHub, you can get a ticket right now for $1,400, again, with close to $500 in service fees. SeatGeek, still the most expensive, $1,800. It's these damn price-gouging fees that are keeping a lot of people away. Look, man, I'm a capitalist. Go make your money. You know, supply and demand. This is economics 101. You have something that everybody wants? Okay, well, I'm going to make it at a premium price. That's fine. But when the cheap seats, when the average face value is about it's like it's $400 for up in the nosebleed, still a lot of money. But your service fees are more than the actual face value. You know, that's bad business. But what are you going to do about it? I mean, don't buy them. Okay, well, they'll just keep dropping until somebody will. Somebody will pay those fees. Me and Gretchen, my wife, we have a set number of mine. And if the tickets can reach this number, we'll make it out to the game. But it's not even the tickets. It's those damn fees, and I don't want to give into it. That's price gouging. Fans are pissed off about it, but why is there not more coverage about this? Why are people not holding StubHub and SeatGeek and, you know, Ticket Alternative? Why are they not giving them more shit about this? Pardon my French. Central Florida beat Auburn in the Peach Bowl, leading to a perfect 13-0 season. Now they claim a national championship. Come on. They're doing a banner. They're doing a parade. And now they're going to pay their coaches big bonuses. The school is distributing an additional $300,000 to its coaching staff, an additional $25,000 to its support staff. Central Florida, you should be proud. A perfect season. But you're not the national championships, all right? You're a long line of other teams, Boise State, Auburn, TCU, other teams that have had perfect seasons but didn't make it to a national championship. There's a reason it's called strength of schedule. Yeah, you did great. You had a great season. You beat Auburn in the Peach Bowl. Auburn, a team who beat the two teams in the national championship. There's a great argument for that. But humble yourself a little bit. I mean, look at UCF's. Look at their schedule, their 2017 football schedule. Opened the season against FIU. Then had a game canceled against Memphis. A game canceled against Georgia Tech. Then they beat Maryland. Had a game canceled against Maine. Then they finally played Memphis and beat them. Cincinnati, East Carolina, Navy, Austin Peay, SMU, UConn, Temple, USF, Memphis again, and they beat Auburn. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's an impressive schedule. Like, I want to be proud of them, and I want to root for them. I want to say, you know what, good job, guys. Maybe they need to be in the conversation more. But then when you walk around pounding your chest saying, hey, we're the national champions, all right. All right, anyway, speaking of national champions, I think Georgia Bulldogs can be raising the banner next week. What? Here's Kirby Smart, teleconference, talking about, all right, here we go, all the conversation. It's the teacher versus the student.
Yeah, I don't know that that's an advantage. You know, his tendencies and his strengths are recruiting really good players that are really big and really fast, and then you have to block them, okay? Or you have to be able to run the ball against them, or you have to be able to defend the wideouts in the quarterback. I mean, it comes down to a lot more than his tendencies, because his tendencies are very similar to a lot of good coaches. Smart, good decisions, protect the ball, play great defense, kick your butt on special teams. I mean, there's not a lot of tendencies that he has that are just going to be groundbreaking to allow us a benefit. The bottom line is our players got to go out, and we got to play a really good football game to stay with these guys.
You know, it was Nick Saban came out, and he was complaining that 6 days, not enough time to prepare for the national championship. Kirby Smart was asked about that.
It's probably a moot point now, but I do think that you deal with the hand you're dealt, and I think that in the future it would be advantageous, or it would be smart to at least look into, because I think last year was more realistic. You know, the 9 days that I was told they had between games, that makes sense. You're dealing with travel from all over. It's a little different. You know, I don't know the reasons for why it ended up like it did this year, but we've known that all along. So, you know, it hurt as much the preparation for Oklahoma as it did this game, because we had to be prepared for the turnaround. You know, we were planning things out for this week, even last week, which is tough, really tough mentally on a coach, because you never want to look past anybody. But we had no choice but to do that, or it makes it really tough. And I know it's probably a little easier on the other two being in New Orleans, but it's tough on anybody. It's tough on these players, you know. And you add in the fact that we start school earlier than anybody in the country this week, and a lot of those other schools are not going back to school, so they'll be, you know, they won't have classes. They'll be able to have the kids over there all day, and we got kids taking classes.
So there you go. Hey, look, one more game, you can do it. Keep chopping. We got this. I'm so friggin' excited. I don't even know what I'm doing for the game yet. I've got to find tickets. If I can't find tickets, I don't know if I'm going to watch it at home quietly by myself and scream and yell, or going to go out and party. Who knows? I just can't wait. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. You also follow the fake football account from the station at CFB929. It's been a hell of a ride. We got one more. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great week. Let's go, Dogs.
Go, Dogs. Sick 'em. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.